This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, my name is Marcus. I'm a consultant helping SaaS companies to improve their customer success organization.
Marcus, how are you involved with user adoption?
So of course, due to the fact that I help SaaS companies, user adoption is obviously a very important topic. So user adoption, of course, is very, very important for these companies because if the users don't like to log into the product and use it on a daily basis, these SaaS companies are in trouble.
Marcus, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
So there are different challenges and problems I see. The most important challenge is that many of the SaaS companies, they've built user adoption and customer success based on their internal views. So they didn't look at the customer and how the customer views product adoption. So then you have a gap in between because the company wants the users to adopt the product. But what the users really want is to use the product to solve their problems. So it's never about the product itself. I mean, the customers, they don't buy your product because you have so great features and functions, but they buy it to get a specific outcome, and your product is the tool to make it happen. And that's the important part. So you really need to focus on tying user adoption and delivering outcomes together. So that's one big point. And of course, the biggest success is when you invest into building customer relationships, where you have a real discovery of what exactly your customers' needs are. Because there is no single solution that works for everybody in the same way. So customers have different products, they have different skills and knowledge they already possess. So the success journey is literally different for every single user. But companies who really take the time and invest into finding out what customers exactly need, they will also see the highest and best user adoption.
Marcus, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
You need to discover where our customers start and what they need. And then you build an adoption plan that is not based on how you would like it to be, but how customers achieve their goals. So you build the user adoption, the milestones you point out based on completing tasks or solving partial problems until customers achieve their final goal. The goal for that made them sign up with their product in the first place. So that's really, really important. And it's also very important to really continuously work on improving the user adoption, to review things, to talk to customers, to really get in-depth knowledge and improve all the time. I mean, there is no limit. You can never improve user adoption yet too far because it's really highly important. And it also will change over time. So these are the two most important things: to understand your customer and to continuously improve user adoption.
Marcus, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
My work on the subject of user adoption is quite limited. So my focus is to build out the right things that come before. So that you have the right customers on board, that customers come with the right expectations, that you really understand customers, that you analyze your customer portfolio and build your user adoption process based on how your most successful customers are already using your product. So that's really important to look into the data and to look into the right data. And that the right data is really the customer data and the customer data from the customer's point of view and not yours. That's a big difference.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.